And it honestly taught me about family. Like, yo, the lengths people will go to protect their family, the lengths people will go because they love their family, the things people will do because they love their family, the extents, the decisions, the extents that people will go to because of the love they have for their family, to protect their family. Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! Guess what? This is episode 95. I'm super excited. We are moving on swiftly. So 5 more episodes to go to the 100th episode special. And remember, I said the 100th episode is going to be special because it will be like a Q&A. So I'll be answering your most curious questions, your most asked questions. So check out my IG. You can even DM me on Instagram or WhatsApp if you have my number and ask me the questions you've been yearning to ask me, and I'll answer all of them on the 100th episode. So don't be left behind. We have five more episodes to go. So yep, we are getting close. Anyway, welcome to this amazing episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. And if you love this podcast after listening to it, yeah, you can rate it. No pressure. You can rate it after listening to it if you love it. And you can follow us everywhere. But then my podcast now is available. Let me say it's available on iono.fm. If you don't know iono.fm, let me tell you what it is. So iono.fm is like a hosting platform for podcasts. And it hosts podcasts. It hosts radio platforms. And it's a company. It's from South Africa. It's owned by like other South Africans. Yeah. So, and mainly it focuses on African content. So if you love content from Africa, and if you love listening to podcasts from Africa, radio stations from Africa, listen to iono.fm. And my podcast is available there because also they're sponsoring my podcast this year, like for 12 months. So I'm super excited about that. So I'm going to leave the link of iono here so that I can redirect you guys to iono fm and listen, because ads are currently running on my podcast. So the more you guys listen to the podcast on iono.fm and listen to the ads, the more I get something on my pocket, guys. It's about time for me to monetize this podcast, man. I've been doing it for 4 years. It's about time, guys. I'm coming to think about it, man. Like, monetizing the podcast was one of my big dreams, my big goals for this year. It was something I've been manifesting daily, and I've written it and I've prayed to God about it, and I'm working towards it. So this is actually my first sponsorship, guys. I'm super excited for it, and I can't even believe I have gotten to this point where I get to be sponsored for 12 months. So guys, I need your support. And very soon, by the way, my podcast, let me just tell you guys, very soon, if this thing iono goes well, very soon I'm gonna have to migrate my podcast from platforms like Spotify and go to that platform, because I like what they stand for. Plus, it runs ads on the platform, and then it is like, because my podcast, I'm targeting mostly African content. My audience mostly is African, so this platform mostly focuses on African podcasts and everything. So if things go well, I'm not rushing. Of course, I have to do my research and have to know what I'm getting into. I have to do my research and everything, and I have to see what it's in for me. I have to compare, you know, pros and cons. And if things go well, I'm gonna have to migrate my podcast, redirect my entire podcast to that platform, Nightalk, Spotify. So you guys tune in for that. I'm gonna give you guys all the deals because this is my first sponsorship. So I'm super excited, and I'm anxious at the same time. Like, okay, so what do I have to do? Like, I'm actually at the same time. So yeah, it needs me to be consistent at it, and it needs me to have people to listen, a lot of people to listen, so that I have traction, and then I get more moolah from the ads. It's about time. It's about time for a girl to get money. Yeah, and goes a Christmas and it has to genuine goes a Christmas as to genuine. So you guys, if I put the link, make sure you listen to the podcast on Iono FM. I'll, from today, by the way, I'll be sharing the Iono link. No more Spotify. No more Spotify. Goodbye, Spotify. Anyway, how you guys doing? Hope you guys are well. Since the last time we spoke, I hope you guys are well. Anyway. By the shout out to everyone who's sending their questions. Most of you are not asking questions, by the way. People are just like, I'm proud of your milestone. Cheers to 100 episodes. Your journey inspires me. I love your work. I love what you're doing. I'm not getting questions. I'm just getting like people hyping me up, but I'm loving it. I'm not complaining, honestly. But I want questions. But send whatever you want, by the comments, anything, response, whatever you want to send. I'll read them all on the 100th episode. Anyway, I'm recording this on December 11th, at the time is 5:03 a.m. Yeah, it's me and my recording and my weird recording hours against the world again. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Today's episode is a bit unique, but I'm super excited about it. It's like the movies that changed my life, the movie stroke series that changed my life. You know, have you ever like watch a movie and you're like, what? Like it's deep. Well, one thing about me, movies and series, like especially series, things I watch, things I like, it's always deep for me. I connect with the characters, I connect with the story, I connect with like everything when I'm watching a movie. So I really connect. It's always like so deep to me, and I learn from the story, and I can tell from the storyline how they tell the story. I've said this on the podcast, like it's always deep, so it's always so deep for me. So the things, but there's some movies that like have I watched them even years ago, series that I watched years ago, and they have stuck with me till today because of the impact they had on my head. Like they, when I think about that movie, it takes me back to the moment where I watched that movie and what was going on in my life and how that movie perhaps changed how I view my life at the time. It's perhaps taught me something at the time and taught me a lesson that has stuck with me till today. So there are those movies, there's just those movies, not all movies anyway, not all, but they were not, most of them are series. I'm a series person, not much of a movie person. I don't know. I like stories. I like long stories. Do you mean I'm a yapper. One thing about me, because I'm a I'm like a storyteller. I love telling stories. I love talking much. So I love stories. I love Kitina Flow episode 1, 2 until 22 episodes. Those are the things I like. So most this list is mostly, it has mostly series and just one movie. But I really connect a lot with series that tell nice stories. I connect with the characters. I connect with the storyline. I connect with everything. So the movies, this list consists of movies that I watched, series that I watched that really connected with me till today, and they're still part of my life. Like when I think about it, I'm like, why did I just wish that I could forget them and just watch them, rewatch them again. It's that deep. It's that deep. And if you listen to this podcast or if you watch my vlogs, I am very sure you know number one on this list. Definitely number one on this list, the first movie that changed my life, the first series, it's a series, The Vampire Diaries. TVD. Oh, that series changed my life. And the funny thing is that I watched it this year, and it's a series that came out 15 years ago. 2009 is 15 years ago, right? Like it came out 2009, and I watched. I feel so bad, like, oh, but I, no problem. That's the good thing about streaming. Like, it changed the game for movies and series. Now, like, it's something, a movie that even came out like in the 2000s or 90s, you can watch it now because of streaming platforms like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, all those things. So shout out to streaming platforms. So I watched Vampire Diaries this year, and I can't believe I took that long to watch it, but I am glad I finally watched it, because Vampire Diaries changed my life. The storyline, it's that series that I watched from episode 1 to the last episode, and it has a total of 171 episodes, and I watched all episodes in a span of 3 weeks, I think, and I never missed an episode. I never even forwarded anything. In fact, I was just back forwarding, and in fact, I've already rewatched it now as I'm speaking now, as I'm recording. I've watched it like twice, and I think I'm gonna rewatch it before the end of the year, next year, but I must rewatch it before the end of the year. Anyway, The Vampire Diaries changed my life, and I'm not even exaggerating. I am not. It changed how I view family. If you have not watched Vampire Diaries Okay, let me give. Should I give a context about the movies? Maybe someone listening to this and they're like, okay, I don't know what, I don't have the context. So Vampire Diaries is about two brothers, Damon Salzman. It's about vampires. It's a fiction. It's about vampires. It's about easy. Nitongaji. Fan. What's the name? Fiction and what? Fantasy and fiction. So Vampire Diaries is about two brothers who are vampires, Damon Salvato and Stefan Salvato, and then they fall for one girl, Elena. There's a long story. And then so who's it? So Damon is the bad brother, and then Stefan is the good brother. So of course they're vampires. So a lot of things come with them being vampires, and then they meet this girl who's like a normal person, like Elena. She's just a human being, and then she falls in love with Stefan, and then later on falls in love with the other brother. So there's that. The two brothers, both the brothers fall in love with her. So there's that. The storyline is just amazing about vampires, the life of vampires, and then there are of course other supernatural beings like werewolves, the witches. So yo, it's a nice series. Take it from me, and it's on Netflix, so you guys better watch it. So Vampire Diaries taught me, number one, family, like family first. Like through Vampire Diaries, I saw how the, in fact, the main storyline about the Vampire Diaries is about the two brothers, the Salvato brothers, and their love for each other. In fact, that was the greatest love story from the greatest love story from the Vampire Diaries, was the love between the two brothers, the brothers who are willing to die for each other. Even they didn't even allow a girl to come between them. They were willing to die for each other. And it honestly taught me about family. Like, yo, the lengths people will go to protect their family, the lengths people will go because they love their family, the things people will do because they love their family, the extents that the decisions, the extents that people will go to because of the love they have for their family, to protect their family. And it taught me, like, man, to love my family unconditionally. Yep, it taught me to love my family unconditionally, to show up for my family, to be loyal. It also taught me about loyalty. There's a lot of loyalty over there. So it taught me about being loyal and just appreciating people who are loyal to you. Like, loyalty, like, goes a long way. So, The Vampire Diaries is a deep series for me. Like, it holds my heart. Like, since I watched it, I've not yet found a series that is gonna replace it as my number one series ever, as my greatest series of all time that I've watched. It has, I am yet to find a series that is gonna replace it. If I do, I'm gonna share it. But for now, I've watched a couple of series this year, honestly, and no, none of them tops Vampire Diaries. So shout out to Vampire Diaries. It taught me family comes first. Take care of your family. Put your family first. Love your family. Family comes first. Like, family over everything. And it taught me to believe in love. Like, true love exists out there, and how, like, if someone loves you deeply, the lengths they're willing to go just because they love you, the things they're willing to do for you because they love you. And I'm talking true love. Elena used to say she like Damon taught her, like, she found a love that consumes her through Damon. Yo, I would love that. I want that. It's like, it made me to believe in love, actually. It made me, I know it's a movie, guys. Don't come for me. Don't come for me. I'm cooking. Like, don't come for me, man. That's why we love movies. It taught me, man, like, taught me to believe in love, to believe in true love. Like, love, true love exists. It taught me to believe in love. Like, oh, I want that love. The one Damon and Elena have, Delena. I want that type of love. A love that consumes me. So it taught me, Vampire Diaries taught me to believe in love, to believe in true love. Like, if you find one person out there and they're willing to die for you, they're willing to do anything for you, keep them, do everything to keep them. That's Vampire Diaries for you. So if you haven't watched it, this is a sign, baby. Run, don't walk, run and watch that series. I'm sure you're gonna love it. Yeah, so the second series that changed my life ish Empire. Empire changed my life. When I even think of Empire, it takes me back to 2015. 2015 is when the first season of Empire came, like, was released. That and that's when I actually watched it. 2015, I was in Form 3, guys. In 2015, I was in Form 3, a student at Kisumu Girls High School. In 2015, and that's when I watched that series. And that's at that time, of course, I was a student. And then at that time, we used to burn movies. You go to a movie shop and then you buy movies. You burn the movies. You know, you get it. at 50 shillings. So I remember that day when you closed school. I don't know. It was trending. Empire by the way was trending. Like, hey, people are hyping it up. And when you closed school, by the way, I used to be a movie person even from high school. I used to save my money. The pocket money I used to save when I was in high school. The first place I used to go. The first place, of course, I used to go to buy food. the foods that I wanted. When you're in boarding school, kuna food unatamaningi, like upati juko boarding school. But when you close school, I'm like, nikienda home, ndakula food. So my pocket money I used to spend, number one, food. The food that I craved when I was in school, I used to buy that, number one. Number two, fashion, clothes. I used to buy clothes with my pocket money. And then number three, I used to buy ban movies and music. And then you remember in our high school era, it was the hot grabber era, Riddim. Hey, kina Vibes Cartel na kina Gaza Slim, yo, na Conscience. That was our era. That was my, honestly, I had most fun in high school, even than campus. Ah, my high school was a blast. My high school, oh, take me back, man. But don't. But my high school was a blast. So that's what I used to do with my pocket money. So I used to go and burn movies. So I remember that day when you closed school after eating smokies and everything, what I wanted to eat, and going to Mama Hassan to eat bajia. I used to go to a movie shop. In fact, it was this United Mall. They used to have a movie shop over there, and burn. I remember that day I burned Empire season one, because season one was just out and it had 10 episodes. I went home poly poly too. That same night I watched Empire. And my life changed. My life changed. You know, by the time I was going back to school, by the time the holidays were over, I had crammed the whole series of Empire, the whole season. I had crammed almost every line. I had mastered almost every line of every character. It was that serious. That was the series I watched the entire holiday. That holiday, I did not watch any series. It was just Empire, because I had only burnt that one scene, that movie. So I didn't have any other movie. Plus, I was obsessed. I watched only one, bro. Empire changed my life. And I watched it at the time I was high school. I was going through a lot in high school at the time. Form three, that was the time. In form three, that's when I was suspended from school the first time. Like, I didn't know who I am. I was lost. In form three, I was actually very lost, man. So through Empire, it, like, I somehow it helped me to find myself. Because let me give you a context. By the way, Empire is a musical series, acted by Cookie Lyon, Taraji P. Henson, one of my favorite actors. It is surrounded by a musical family. So Empire is about a musical family. It's about this guy called Lucius Lyon. He has three sons. The firstborn is called Andre, the secondborn is called Jamal Lyon, and then the thirdborn is called Hakim Lyon. So it starts, of course, they have like a music. Empire is like their label. They have a musical label where they sign artists and all. Okay, the first son is like a business mogul, is more into business, and then the second son, the two other sons, they're more into music, like their dad, because the dad is also a musician. Okay, but how they built this empire, now that's when the story is. They built this empire when the parents used to sell drugs when they were in the streets in Philadelphia. I think they used to sell drugs, so that's how they built their musical empire, their musical label. But through selling drugs, the wife, now the mother, Cookie Lyon, she had to go to jail. She had to go in for the family, for the husband. Now she took the fault and went to jail. So she was in jail for like 7 years. And then now the series starts when, of course, now she's getting out and now she's going back. Because when she was in jail, had the husband now abandoned her. He forgot, like, they were hustling together, even remarried, forgot about him, and he forgot about her, and even went and built the empire and just had money and forgot about her in jail. So the city starts with, now she's out of jail, and now she's going back to the empire. Now she's demanding what is hers, because she went in jail for this company. So yeah, it has a lot of drama, and it has a lot of music. The music in that series, the music producers were in their game, like they're in the bag, like the music, the writing, the composers, everything, it, the acting, the fashion. Empire changed my life. Like, and because it's about music and it's about artists chasing dreams and everything artistic, I think that's why it really resonated with me. It is like one of also my best series after Vampire Diaries. Empire is my second greatest series to watch for me. So it really resonated with me at the time, and it really helped me find myself, because when I was in Form 3, I watched it in high school. I was lost at the time, and then I it's that's when I back in Form 3, that's when I realized like I had this talent for acting, and I wanted to pursue it further. That's in Form 3. That's when I realized it. I wanted to pursue acting further. I wanted to pursue art. I like in Form 3 is when I got the clarification. Like, yeah, I was sure. Like me, I want to be an artist. If it's acting, if it's dancing, me, I just want to be an artist. I just want to do art, something related to art. And through Empire, like it. I know it's a movie. I know, but it really encouraged me. Like, I can be an artist. Like it really it spoke to me. I remember even that same CD that I burnt when I was going for the holidays. I came back. I snuck it. Was in this year. I snuck it back, to school, and I used to sneak in during weekends and watch it in the computer room just to listen to the music, because it was so deep to me. Like it helped me to escape from the reality. You know, when in school, in boarding, you deal with a lot of stuff, you miss home, you're homesick, and you just deal with yourself. So I used to carry that CD everywhere I go, and I used to watch it in the computer room, and it just helped me escape from reality. And it used to help to just I used to just build these big dreams in my head that I could be a big actress and make it to Hollywood. Boy, was I crazy. But it's like honestly, it influenced me a lot. Even it influenced also my career, because after high school, now I decided I'm going to pursue drama and theater and film as a course when I finish high school and go to university, and that's what I did. So Empire changed my life. It did, my artistic life. It changed, like it really motivated me, the storyline, the characters, and it shows a lot of things. So guys, if you haven't, and Alicia, if you haven't watched Empire, please go and watch it, especially if you're a musician, an artist. But if you love a good story, if you love drama, if you love music, go and watch Empire. Honestly, Empire, it taught me to chase my dreams. Like my dreams are valid. Like go out and chase your dreams. That's what it told me. But it told me, but it ain't rosy. It's not gonna be rosy chasing your dreams. It's not gonna be easy. Even your family might go against you. Even your family might not support your dreams, but you go and chase your dreams. That's what Empire taught me. That's what Empire taught me. So shout out to Empire. Shout out to Empire, man. In fact, I should rewatch it. Shout out to Empire. So that's the second series that changed my life. The third one. Okay, let me just finish the series, because it's just one movie, and this list is just like five movies, because I had to summarize it. I have a lot of series that I watched and movies. I have watched a lot of things, especially like I've watched a lot, but these ones are deep, you know. Series like movies that I haven't watched. These ones that these ones that made it to this list are those ones that are deep, and those ones that have lived with me till today. Like they're just series that when I think about them, I'm like, ah, oh, that was one good one. I just wish I can watch it again. So the third one, this one I watched recently, actually. Okay, let me go to the before I'm going to the past ones, Kidogo. Let's go to okay. Let me go to the order, in the order of how they impacted me. So Vampire Diaries, of course, then Empire. The third one is Outer Banks. OBX, OBX, Pogs for Life. So Outer Banks, I actually watched Outer Banks this year, not even this year, this month. I started even watching season 2 weeks ago, and I actually finished season 4, the last episode 10, yesterday morning. Actually, I've never watched Outer Banks. I just watched it recently. So it's unexpected. I don't even know how it managed to make it on this list. But Outer Banks is about four friends. It's about four friends living in an island. It starts with four friends, yeah, living in an island, three guys and one girl. John B. John B. There's JJ. JJ is my favorite character. Taking copy spoilers. JJ is my favorite character. And then there's Pope, and then there's Ki Kiara. So it's about these four friends who are living in an island. So this island, it has like two parts. the upper class and the lower class. So the rich people are basically the poor people. So the rich people in this island are called the cooks. Those are the rich people in the island. And then the poor people are called the pogs. Those are people, sina sinani, the poor people. So these friends are from the poor side, of course. They're called the pogs. That's what they call them, the pogs. And then they have this, they have this bond, these four friends. They like to seek adventure, playing in the island, swimming, surfing on the beach, chasing treasure. Now that's where the story of the, that's where the story of the movie starts. They find a treasure. This John B, his dad disappeared. So his dad disappeared like 1 year ago, and he doesn't know why his dad disappeared. So the movie starts when he's now with his friends, like he's now looking for a clue of why his dad disappeared, what made his dad to disappear. Then he finds the clue which leads to why his dad disappeared. So his dad disappeared when he was searching for a treasure, and this treasure is gold, and it's lots and lots of gold, like gold that is worth millions of dollars. So he tells his friend, like, yo, you guys, my dad disappeared because he was seeking gold. He was treasure. He was hunting for this gold. And then his friend's like, yo, are you serious? Like, his friends didn't take him serious for the first time. Like, yo, bro, your dad is dead. Like, stop. Like, we know it's hurting, but his friends didn't believe him. But him, he has these clues and he still continues chasing them. And then until he starts chasing them, his friends see, like, okay, this guy is onto something. And this treasure can actually be true, because now when other people know that this guy is searching for the treasure and is almost close to it, now other people are interested. So that's when they know, okay, there's something here. Now they start searching for the treasure, and then there's a lot of things coming in. They meet enemies. They have to move from, they even become fugitives, and there's a whole lot of things. But they are pugs for life. They are friends for life. They will do anything for each other. They will die for each other, and they will just go out and search for the treasure. And the young people, they're like just teenagers, so it's so nice. I loved it. I started watching it 2 weeks ago, and I never stopped until I finished it. But hey, I just finished watching season 4, episode 10 yesterday, and I cried. I was disappointed. Like, what the heck? They killed my favorite character. What? Like, I'm even like, don't even shoot. I'm not even gonna watch season 5. I know I'm gonna watch it, but I don't feel like watching it. Like, why? Why did they have to kill my favorite character? Like, why? I'm not going to tell you that favorite character, because I don't want to give someone spoilers here if you're listening to this. But you just know they killed my favorite character at the end of the series. And my favorite character is not going to be on season 5. So I'm kind of disappointed about that. But I love OBX because it has a good story. It has a good story. Even it's about treasure hunting, it flows, and it's full of action. One thing about me, I love a good action movie. It has good action. And then these four friends, they're young. And then they're shooting in the beach. It's about islands. Like, oh, it's so beautiful. So yeah, the cinematography is nice. So you guys, go and watch it. Can't watch OBX. So what did OBX teach me, though? What did Outer Banks teach me? Outer Banks taught me about true friendship. It taught me about true friendship. Like, through Outer Banks, these four friends, they were ready to die for each other. In fact, when they're chasing this gold, they got the gold. And this gold was worth millions of dollars. But then they had these enemies who were like, they captured one of the friends, and they're like, if you don't give us the gold, we're gonna kill your friends. And these friends, they gave up the gold for their friends. Like, they're just going through a lot of challenges, and through these challenges they were stuck with each other. Like, they stuck with each other through all these challenges. They were true friends. Like, it was ride or die, man. That's why they said the main quote for this movie is like P4L, which stands for pugs for life. Like, they are pugs for life. They're friends for life. They are ride or die. So, hey, I was like, oh, this thing. Like, it really taught me about true friendship. Like, you just have your gang, your squad. Like, you'll do anything for each other. You'll die for each other. You'll go through the mountains and the oceans, literally, for each other. So, it was. Like, that, it was so nice seeing that. So it taught me, like, wow, I'd love to have friends like this. Like, we're just four in a crew. You know, and then you have fun together, you party together, and then you make money together, you look for money together. Like, who wouldn't want that though? Like your friends, and then your business, your friends at the same time, and then your business partners, like, and then you make money together, and then you even they even started a business. But then the treasure they chased, and then, until they even had the money, until they started the business, and even they lived together, and even they had there's a couple that has a baby on the way. It's crazy. So it taught me, like Outer Banks taught me, true friendship conquers all. Like, man, nothing beats true friendship. Friendship. You just have those people in your corner that will die for you, will do anything for you. That's something that I would love to have. So shout out to Outer Banks, OBX, man. But season four, you hurt me. You hurt broke me. You broke my heart in season four. So I don't even know when season five is gonna come. Probably next year, time like this. Probably, but I don't know. But shout out to Outer Banks. So it made it to my third list of movies that changed my life. So shout out to OBX. Okay, number four, moving on swiftly. Number four is a series that I watched kitambo, kitambo. Nikira. Who has watched Nikira? Have you watched Nikira? I watched Nikira in 2016, 2017, 2017 when I just cleared high school. It was one of the first, okay, not the first, but one of the series I watched first, like one of the when I was young, yeah, 2017. So Nikira, I watched in 2017, and Nikita, I watched Nikita. The reason why Nikita made it to this list is because I watched Nikita when I was in a dark place. I was in a dark, even I'm even saying that I feel like I'm tearing up just saying that right now. I watched Nikita when I was in a dark place. When I even think of Nikita, I just think of that moment of how I was in a dark place watching that series, and how that series, it made me escape reality. You guys, is it only me that when I watch a movie, it's like helps me escape from reality? I'm just in that world with those characters. I'm in their world. I'm in their universe. I don't care about anything. That was Nikita when I was 2017. I just cleared high school. I cleared high school in 2016. So 2017, I was home, of course. After clearing high school, you're just home waiting to join campus at the end of the year, maybe September. So I was living with my auntie at the time. So I was just in high school. I didn't know nothing. I was just a teenager. I think I was just turned 18. So I didn't know anything. And I was just in a dark place because I was confused, honestly. I was going through a lot. If I was lonely, number one, because I'd finished high school in 2016. So after high school, I was so fond of my friends in high school. Like, I had like good friends in high school. So I was so fond of them. So after finishing high school, and then we parted ways, I was so heartbroken. I was lonely. Like, I was so lonely because I just used to live with my auntie, and it was a place that I had not lived because it was not home. So I didn't have any friends at that place. So I was so lonely. My auntie would just leave and go to work, and she'd leave me in the house, of course. And then I was just lonely, had nothing to do. Of course, after form four, you have nothing to do, just in the house. I had nothing to do. Like, I was just lost. I was just lost. Me, I was just lost. Because I had nothing to do. I had no friends. I didn't even know what I wanted. Like, I was just lonely, and I was bored as fuck. I was bored. Like, I didn't even have a hobby. Like, I was just lost. I was just in a dark place, honestly, at the time. So I was so lonely. And then that day, I think I borrowed my auntie's laptop. I think I borrowed her. In fact, not I didn't even borrow. She left her laptop. That day she went to work, and she didn't go with her laptop. So I borrowed her laptop. I think like her laptop had an issue, so she didn't actually. She stopped going to work with it. So she started leaving it at home. So that day I was just in the house cleaning. I finished I cleaning, and then I saw her bag. Like, I Leo auntie agenda na laptop job. I was like, today my auntie has left her laptop. That's strange. So I was like, okay, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. So I checked her laptop. Of course, it didn't have a password. That laptop she just used to use it for work. So I was like, okay, let me check out what's on this laptop. Just pass time. So there was scribbling, checking out the laptop, and then I saw movies. Of course, I just wanted to watch something. I saw movies. I clicked the folder that said movies. I clicked on that folder, and then I saw Nikita. I didn't even know what it is. So I clicked Nikita. It was just actually it was season one, Nikita season one. It was Nikita the whole. It was in fact all the seasons were there. It was from season one to six, I guess. Yeah, season one to six, all seasons, all episodes are there. So Nikita, I was like, okay, let's see what this is. I clicked on the first episode, started watching. I started watching that series. I was never bored again until I finished watching that series. I forgot about me not having friends, me being lost, me being in a dark place. I was just in that universe, in that series. Like, it made me escape from reality. I was just happy. Like, it just made me calm. I don't know. It just made me calm. It was like, it just taught me, don't worry. Like, don't worry too much. I don't know. It was just like that for me. Like, this is a nice series. Just enjoy. Like, don't worry. Like, you will worry after finishing this series. For now, you just watch this nice series. Stop worrying. That's what Nikita was for me. Nikita made me escape from reality. I watched it at the time that I was lost. I was so lost, but it guided me. Like, oh, Nikita. So, what is Nikita like? Anyway, let me give you a summary. Can I even remember, guys? Nikita was Kitambo. Nikita is about this girl. She's called Nikita. Of course, she's the main character. She's called Nikita. So, she used to be an agent for this. She used to be an agent for this. Should I say company? It's like a division. It was, what is the name? What can I call it? It's like, you know, this American sites. What are they called? Like, you see, there's FBI, and then there's FBI for fighting crime. There's NYPD. There's FBI, NYPD. There's this other one that's like, Interpol. Apart from Interpol, there's this other one. What's the name? I have forgotten. Interpol. You know the vibe of that movie. If I mention FBI, Interpol, you already know the vibe. So this girl, she's called Nikita. She's a mercenary. She's a killer. She's a mercenary. Like, because she's a mercenary because she's part of this. She's a killer, by the way. That's what the story is. She's a mercenary. She's part of this. It's a div like it's a club. What's the name of community or something? It's called Division. It's called Division. It's underground. It's not in the world. So the world doesn't know about this division. The world doesn't know about, like, division, like, it exists. So what is division? Division is a company that has been formed by people who train killers, mercenaries, to do their missions, to kill other people. That's what they do. Because these mercenaries, these are people that they take these people from jail. They take these people from jail, they release them from jail, and then division, they train them to become killers now, to become mercenaries, and to do their job for them, to become their mission. You know, these people, they hire people to kill people. So that's what it is. So this Nikita, she was part of that division until she escaped. So division is like an illegal, the world is located in the US, but the world doesn't know it exists. So it's illegal because it is even underground. And these people, they're killers, so they have no option. It's either you do that or you go back to jail. And if you can't even go back to jail, because when they go back to when they break you out of jail, they basically wipe you off the system. So the world knows you don't exist. The world knows you died years ago. You don't exist. So you have no option. You have no home. You have nowhere. You have no papers. You have no identity. Like, you are wiped off the face of the earth. You don't exist. So you live underground. You are trained to kill these people. You go on their missions to do their missions and to kill other people. So Nikira managed to escape. The series starts when Kira escapes. She managed to, she found a way, she through the years when she was there, and she managed, because Nikita was one of the recruits, and she was the best one. She was one of the early, she was recruited, like, she was one of the early recruits, and she was recruited early when it started, and she was trained. She was one of the best, and then she managed to escape. So when she escaped, she looked for a spy, a rat. She trained a girl, a rat. She found this girl, so she trained her. She was a rat until she trained her. She told her about division, everything, how it works, and then she trained her to spy on division. Now she sent her as an agent in division. Now she's a spy. Now this girl is called Alexandra. Now she's a spy there in division. Now she's spying for Nikita. Now Nikita, she her work is to sabotage division. Now this Alex is spying. She's feeding Nikita information about the missions that they have, and then Nikita sabotages the mission. She prevents them from killing people. She prevents them from doing those mercenary things that they have trained those people in division to do, those agents in division to do. So it's a nice movie. If you love action, if you love things to do with investigative series, I love those. Are my in fact, those are my best kind of series to watch. Investigative series, action series, count me Im, those are my best series to watch. So it's about that. It's from Kitambo. I think it's from the 2000s because I watched it in 2017 and I think it came out in like 2009, that era. So yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I watched all the episodes in my auntie's laptops for like 3 days. I don't know, 4 days, 3 days. I finished in a week. I was done with Nikira and it has lived with me till today. And I was even thinking today, should I start watching it? But it's not on Netflix, so I have to like go on to these other sites and start watching it, which is so hectic. So Nikira made me, Nikira, like it made me escape from reality. Like it taught me like everything will be okay. Like you'll just be okay. Like you don't worry. That was the vibe I had. Like you don't, like don't worry. Everything will be okay. Like you don't worry. Like everything will just be okay. Like just give it time. Just be in that moment when you're feeling bad. Okay, accept you're feeling bad. You're low. You're feeling kind of low in that moment. But eventually, you're not gonna feel that every day. You're not gonna feel that way forever. That's the vibe Nikita gave me. That's what I got from that series. Like, okay, you're not feeling good right now. You're not in a good place right now. This is not what you want to do. But just hold on. Just hold on there. Just hold on. You're gonna be okay. You're not gonna feel that way forever. That's what Nikita taught me. So nice. So yeah, that's Nikita for me. It taught me also resilience. Yeah, it taught me resilience from this Nikita, the character. She was so resilient. Like, yo, she was single-handedly fighting this division alone. She single-handedly brought them down. By the end of the series, she destroyed division and saved all those agents that were there. She saved all of them. She single-handedly, and even she recruited them to work for they worked together. She recruited them until they brought down division. So she was so resilient. So Nikita taught me to be resilient. At the time, I was lost in 2017. I didn't know I was lost, but it taught me just be resilient. You just know what you want, and you will be okay. Be resilient. Don't give up because you're lost or nothing. You will be okay. It taught me resilience and it taught me, don't worry. Don't worry, girl. You'll be okay. That's Nikira for you. So if you haven't watched Nikira, this is a sign. Run. Don't walk. Go and watch Nikira. It's deep for me. Those are like my deepest series ever, if you ask me. Your best series, Vampire Diaries, Empire, Nikira. Those ones, those things have stood by like. It's a series that they were deep for me. They were deep for me, and I think they were deep for me because I watched them at a time when there was something like going on in my life. Like when I think about those series, I just think about the time that I watched them and what I was going through at that time. That's and what they taught me. So they were that deep for me, and I'm that deep, girl. Don't worry. I don't know if it's only me who's deep like this with movies and series. I don't know, and I don't even care. But that's just me. I'm deep like that. Anyway, that is Nikita for you, the fourth one. So yeah, those are the four series that changed my life. They changed how I view life. They changed my life. Like they stirred something in me, those four series. So if you haven't watched anything on that list, you better run, girl. You better go and watch them right now. So those are four. And then the last one is actually now a movie that I watched this year, actually. It's a movie. It's a movie that I watched this year. It's called Look Both Ways. Look Both Ways. So it's on Netflix. So Look Both Ways. It's a scene. Actually, I'll not say like it's that deep, but it's something that what the movie was about. It's what I really liked about it. So it's a movie about this girl. It starts and she has this her boyfriend. She just finished high school, I guess. I think she graduated from high school. That's when she's done with high school. It's like the last night in the high school. She's with her boyfriend, and then they're making plans. Like, after high school, after high school, now of course they're going to university. Now she was planning. She's going to move to what was it? I think LA, something like that. She's going to move to LA with her best friend. They're gonna share her a room. She's going to study art. She wanted to study art, if I'm not wrong. Animation, something animation, right? Yeah, exactly. She wanted to study animation. So she had already she had made like plans for her life. Like she had everything figured out. Like with her friend. She had made all these plans with her friend and her boyfriend. Like they're gonna move. She's gonna move in with her friend, her best friend. And then she's gonna start animation, I think, in which I forget the university of California, if I'm not wrong, something like that. I don't know. And then She finished high school, and now that's where the movie starts. That's when the story starts after high school. Now, look both ways. That's the title of the movie. Okay, now this is where it gets juicier. So she's finished high school now. After high school, there are two things that happened. The first thing that happened is everything went the way she had planned. Everything went the way she had planned. She finished high school. She moved to LA with her best friend. They had a room. She started was it university or working? No, she worked in an art company. She was an animation. She worked in animation. Just know that she worked in animation, film animation. Like, she got her dream life, everything she wanted, how she had planned. Everything just went that way. Okay, the second part is where it gets better. Now, the second thing that happened. So this movie, it's like, a story within a story, something like that. Like, it's two stories that happening at the same time. Two things are happening at the same time. So the first one is how she planned her life. She thought her life is going to, how she planned her life. And how it went out. It went. Are you getting me? Like, how she had planned how she's gonna go to high school and everything, and how she's gonna go and move in a friend in LA. Now that's how it actually happened. Now the second part is how things didn't go the way she had planned. The second part, the next day after high school, she finds out she's pregnant with her boyfriend. You remember the boyfriend I was talking about? Now she finds out she's pregnant with the boyfriend. That day before she goes to campus. Before she moves to LA, she finds out she's pregnant. She does a pregnancy test and finds out she's pregnant. Now everything changes. All her plans changes. Now she can't go to LA. She can't move to LA with her friend and go to work because she's pregnant. Now she has to think about all these other things. So she tells the boyfriend, "Yo, see, we did this and this now." "Dude, I'm pregnant." And the boy is shocked, like, "What the heck? What happened? I pulled out those stuff. That happens. Now she's like, "Okay, now I'm pregnant." But the boy was very supportive. I like that. The boy was supportive. Like, "Oh, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I'll support your decision. Anything you want to do, I'll support your decision." And then she decides, "I'm going to keep this baby. I'm going to keep the baby." So she decides she's going to keep the baby. And the boy's like, "Okay, I support you. We're going to keep the baby, I'm gonna take care of the baby." And the boy promises, I'm gonna be with you every step of the way." So yeah, everything has changed. So they went, she and the boy and the boyfriend, they pack their things from high school and go back home. The girl goes home to her parents' house. She goes to her parents' house and breaks the news to them, "Mom, Dad, I am pregnant." And she comes with the boyfriend. In fact, the parents know the boyfriend. She comes with the boyfriend, and this is the boyfriend. This is the dad, and he has taken responsibility. Now the parents are disappointed. The parents, what happened? And you wanted to go to art school to go to animation due to art school. That's the dream. Those are the plans that he had, that she's living in the other life. You go, it's two ways, two stories. Look both ways. That's the name of the movie. You get the point? Yeah. So that happens. Now she's pregnant. Her life has changed. All the plans that she had have been scattered. Now she has to think about this baby. But her parents, of course, they say they thought, but then they ended up supporting her. Of course, they ended up supporting her, even the boyfriend. And even now they start living together. The parents and the boyfriend even moves in the parents' house. Now they're living, the four of them, until even they take care of her. They show everything, by the way, until her journey, her pregnancy journey. And then during her pregnancy journey, she's just scrolling on social media how her friend, who she was supposed to move in with LA, is living her life there in LA. She's working, she's living her life. And then how she's back home, she's pregnant, heavily pregnant, until she moves in the story. She's pregnant until even she gives birth. They start raising this baby with the guy. Okay, I don't want to give you guys the whole story. So basically, what this movie is about is telling us that you can plan your life this way, but then it's gonna go the other way. We plan, but God is the one who knows what's gonna happen. So you can plan, you can have your life figured out. You're like, "When I finish high school, when I graduate, I want to move to, I want to work in a film company. I want to work in a corporate company. I want to get a job. I want to move into my own house with my friend. I want to move into my house. I want to have my job. I want to start a business. I want to start a family when I'm 30. You have all those plans. You have all those plans. Everyone has plans. And it's not bad. It's not bad to have plans. You have plans. And then now there's another, there's reality. Okay. There's something happens. Now there's what is going to happen. Now the real thing. The real thing. You have your plans. You have your plans. But now there's God's plans. The reality that is going to happen. Now it happens. Things don't go. Like it's just, this movie basically is telling us that things don't always go as you planned. Things don't always go as you planned. Things don't always go as you planned. But at the end of the day, as much as things won't go as you planned, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. That's what I love about this movie. Because with these two lives that the girl was these two stories about this girl, the one when she got everything she had planned for, and then the other one when she got pregnant. At the end of the story, as much as she felt pregnant, everything worked out. She raised her baby. It was a baby girl. She raised her baby. In fact, when the baby was born, they were raising the baby, they separated, like they went separate ways with the baby daddy, until the baby daddy found another girlfriend, and even her, she found another boyfriend, until now she raised her baby, until now she started, now after raising the baby, now the baby was like 8 years, now she went back to art school. After raising the baby, now she went back to art school. That's what I liked about this movie. After all that, all those things happened, she went back to her plan, she went back to high school, she went back to art school, she went to LA, she studied what she wanted to study, what she had always wanted to study, she became a film animation something, she produced animation films, you get it, she ended up doing it. So what did this movie teach me? It taught me, like, you will have your plans, but everything always works out for its best. Like, everything happens for a reason, and everything, at the end of the day, everything always works out for the best. That's what I love about this movie. Like, she had both of the stories had happy endings. So yeah, look both ways. That's the name of the movie. It taught me, like, you'll plan your life, but sometimes things will go differently. But that doesn't mean, like, if things don't go as planned, it doesn't mean, like, things won't go well. If things don't go the way you planned, it doesn't mean that things won't go well for you. It just, like, it might take time, but you're gonna get there. So things are gonna work out in the end. That's what I learned. Like, things are gonna work out in the end. That you're gonna take time. It's gonna take time, but at the end of the day, things will work out. Things are definitely gonna work out. So yeah, that's what this movie changed my life. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, this is a good story. Like, who is the writer? Who thought about this? This is an amazing story. The acting, like, it was an amazing story. So the movie is called Look Both Ways. It's on Netflix. Go and watch it. It's on Netflix. So I liked it. So that's my list. To think that it's only 5 movies, but I'm 51 minutes in recording. Sasa ningeweka movie zenye napenda zote hapa na series. Sasa ningeongea hapa mpaka kesho. Wow, it's a shocker, but that's my list. And honestly, I love this list. Wow, it's so deep. I'm even talking about it here, I'm like, okay, that was deep. So that's my list. If you haven't watched anything on this list, you better run. Girl, go and watch it. I don't know if it's going to impact you the way it impacted me, but promise you it's going to spark something in you. So yeah, that's it. Let me close this episode here, because we are almost past an hour. And to think I wanted to include the documentaries. I have like documentaries here, but I don't think I'm going to include the documentaries. I don't think. Let's just stick with this, because nikianza kuongelea documentaries, it's going to be a long list. I'm going to do that another episode sometime, maybe next year. So yeah, watch out for that part two. Part two of movies that changed my life. I'm a documentary that changed my life. There's even music. Should I even start talking about music here? Yeah, music that changed my life. And even there's a list for creators. The creators that changed my life. Content creators that changed my life. There's music. There's, hey, bro, it's a long list. So that's going to be another time. Sometime even, maybe before the end of the year or next year. So watch out for that. Keep it unspoken. So I hope my simple list has inspired you. Or even before watching the movie, I hope this my simple summary and what I have learned from them. I hope you have learned from them, from the simple summary I've given you, and from what I have learned. I hope even you have picked something. Okay, I hope so. So, guys, let me leave. Let me love and leave, because one thing about me, I'm gonna speak. I'm gonna yelp. I'm gonna yelp, 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 yelp. So let me end this episode here because it's almost past an hour, and I want to edit it and just upload it immediately. So I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed my little list. I hope you really did, because I actually enjoyed compiling it, and I actually enjoyed just giving you guys a summary, and I actually enjoyed how just speaking about them, it's like took me back to memory lane, and I love that. So that's the beauty of movies and series and storytelling. I love it. Anyway, guys, be safe, and watch these things. Watch. But one thing about the movies that I recommend, sitawaangusha. So run and watch these things, and tell me by them. Mtaniambia if you've watched it. Comment down if you've watched any of these movies that I've said here, and how or if they impacted you. Be safe, and I'll see you on Wednesday. Okay. Adios. And check out my podcast on iono.fm. I'm leaving the link here. Check out the podcast. Listen to those ads. Let your girl make some money. It's about time. Okay. I'll see you on Wednesday. Adios.